Egyptians toppled their leader, Hosni Mubarak, on February 11th. Go back a month before that, and ousting Mubarak seemed like nothing more than the happy ending to a movie. Well, now it is. This movie started out very differently, though. As Ben Gilbert reports, the filmmaker is back in the editing room making some last-minute changes.
Samah Abdelaziz had finally produced a rough cut of his seventh film called The Ants Scream. He was waiting for approval from the Egyptian censors. They had their reservations, Abdelaziz says, and had made 21 objections to the film. It's no wonder. The Ants Scream details the trials and tribulations of daily life in Egypt. They include low-paying jobs, humiliation by government bureaucrats, and torture and detention by the police. The film follows a man named Gouda al-Masri. He believes that Egypt is a good country, but he is sickened by the corruption and poverty. Gouda begins to protest against the government, but state security forces take him into custody and torture him. In the film, a government thug tells Gouda that he is little more than an ant, and he gives Gouda some advice.
If an ant wants to live in security, what should it do? Walk near the wall in order not to get trampled on. It should make a hole in the wall and go and hide in it. Then you can live peacefully. Live like an ant and eat sugar.
Gouda responds.
If I knew that if I lived like an ant, I would live in peace, I would go into hiding. But I still wouldn't be left alone. There are people who want to tread on ants every day.
I don't want to hear from you again. Live like an ant. Eat sugar.
The thug then stuffs cake into Gouda's mouth. The prisoner is released and returns to Cairo's streets, despondent. Still, Gouda believes there must be someone he can take his grievances to, so he attempts to speak with President Mubarak. The film's planned final scene shows Gouda running up to the president's car. He's shot in the process. Gouda staggers to the presidential limousine, opens the door, and looks inside to find no one there. It's the last thing Gouda sees before he dies. Screenwriter Tariq Abdeghalil says the ending was symbolic. Abdeghalil says, I was trying to show that the president has been absent for 10 years. His son was running the country. But history intervened. Pro-democracy demonstrations erupted in late January, and Abdelaziz spliced real protest footage into the final moments of the film. Then, Mubarak stepped down, and Abdelaziz changed the ending. Again, Gouda runs toward the president's car, but this time, we see news footage of protesters beating back police from Tahrir Square. Gouda still dies in the end, and the screen goes black. But before the credits, a poem begins.
The fear is over. People were on the streets, and the streets were cold, and the people kept each other warm.
The poem is read over photos of the celebrations that erupted around Egypt after Mubarak stepped down. Now, the film is optimistic about Egypt's future. So is the director. Samah Abdelaziz sees The Ants Scream as a testament to all those who endured the brutality of the Mubarak regime. He says, I put myself in the shoes of someone suffering injustice. I studied what these people were suffering and what they were living. And that's what came out in the film. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.